thing
tap,
on?
Tap, tap, tap. Is this thing on? Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Lipstick League. I'm burping. I'm Natalie Eganoff. I also have a cough, so bear with me as we go through this episode.
Yeah, this is smooth sailing right from the beginning. And listen, we told you that we were going to do random episodes, and so here we are. Have we done an episode since this? We have. Didn't we do one in September?
We did one in after the Phillies, didn't we?
I don't know. We'll have to look. But we've done it since the Eagles season, right?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. We've talked. I think the last time we talked was November. Well, I was gone for half of November.
I know. In Hawaii.
I was in Hawaii. I was, yeah, guys, aloha and mahalo to everybody for tuning in first and foremost. Yeah. I was in Hawaii for Thanksgiving. It was so beautiful. I had an opportunity to go out with my family. It was so refreshing. I had a very spiritual experience out there. It just was the most beautiful place I've ever been. Kind of like the only place I've ever been, Nicole. You know, I don't really get to travel often. So it was such a special.
You were like, wait, I forgot to tell you I was going to Hawaii. I'm like, yeah, you forgot to tell me.
Yeah, it was like kind of a last minute change of plans for my family for the holiday. And it was one of those things where it's like, are we going to do this? And then we're like, yeah, we're going to do this. You know, it was
cool.
It was really, really special. It was, and again, stunning. So
what was the flight like?
So it was crazy for me because I had been in Kansas City with Philly Sports Trips at that game. Everyone, I was at the last fantastic game that the Eagles played. So maybe that's saying something. I was at the Kansas City game. So I flew home.
Wait, I just looked. October 20th was our last pod.
Okay. I knew it was right before December when the Phillies were still. I think the Phillies were about to go to the, that was the NLCS because they lost on October 24th. They lost game seven, but who's counting? So I was in Kansas City, came home to Philadelphia, then went back to the airport. I did the fantastic sports show on Fox 29, went back to the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning, got on a flight to Phoenix at like 6 a.m., landed in Phoenix. I can't even tell you the times because for the last week, I was in 5 time zones in like 3 days. Landed in Phoenix, had like a 45 minute layover, and then it was a 7 hour flight. So it was 6 hours to Phoenix and 7 hours to Hawaii. And by the last hour, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty antsy, but
it looked magical. I've never been to Hawaii, but it looked incredible.
It seriously, like I've never, like there, you know, we were raised Catholic, Garden of Eden. Like there's a reason why they say that a creation was made there because it was just, I pictures don't even do it justice. And me, you know, having not really been to many tropical islands.
Yeah.
It was just so stunning. I was like overwhelmed with how beautiful it was. It's like, you're just like, my God, like creation is so like the ocean, the trees, the beautiful flowers. Like, I'm like, oh my God, the fresh air. Like I have such a great appreciation for the island, the people, the culture. Like it was just, my God.
I think that's one of the reasons that you and I connect in a lot of ways is like, they always say there's that meme that says like, my people are the people that like think every sunset's beautiful. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's never lost on me when like you see, and I think that too, like sometimes even when I was in Italy, I was just like, oh my God, like how is this real? You know what I mean?
That's,
like, or Iceland was really one of those places where Iceland was just like, oh my God. But even last night I went to dinner at Park and I walked through Rittenhouse Square and I was like, it's just so beautiful. Like I always just like see the beauty, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like when you really, it's so funny because shout out to my boss Raz. Like he and I sometimes get in these deep conversations, and you and I were talking because you were in Hawaii for Thanksgiving, which was a first for you. And obviously this Thanksgiving was a first for me without my dad.
Yeah.
And so Raz and I were getting this deep conversation about like spirituality and stuff. And I was like, this is why I talk about Travis and Taylor, because sometimes when you talk about what is life, what are we, or just energy and moon dust dance, like how does the ocean exist? You know what I mean? Like when you really try to like think about it, and you and I are pretty deep thinkers, we're always trying to, you know what I mean? So like sometimes it's overwhelming. So I'm like, I'm going to go watch Taylor and Travis kiss at the Miracle Christmas Bar in Kansas City.
Yes.
But like, what's crazy is that, speaking of like nature and creation and stuff, and obviously, you know, losing dad in August has been so weird still, but I swear, like, he's showing up like as a bee.
Yeah.
And I saw bees, and I always have this thing with bees because bees are scientifically too fat to fly, but they do anyway. Like, their wings are not supposed to be able to hold up their body. So like, they defy the laws of gravity. So I always have this like thing with bees. And in the summer, he passed at the end of August. And so I was like, oh, it's the summer. But then the Parkinson's walk came and there was a bee that was following us the whole Parkinson's walk, which is in November. And I was like, I think that that is dad.
It probably was.
I think everybody was like, that's cute, Nicole. So then fast forward to a couple weeks later, I'm walking to the gym and I was like feeling really good going to the gym. And in my, you know how like you talk to yourself like out loud in your head?
Yeah.
So I'm like talking to dad. I'm like, dad, but if you can like just show me a bee, like I just want to know that you're here. And so I didn't mean like a real bee. I meant like if I could see a picture or like something. Go to the gym, come out, meet my friend for coffee, and we're sitting in Dilworth in front of City Hall. And all, this is the middle of November, and all of a sudden a bee flies in my hair. And I start crying. I'm like, oh my God, my friend's like, oh my God, are you allergic to bees? What's the matter? I'm like, I think it's my dad. I think it's my dad. So like, that was crazy, right? And I'm like, and she's like, oh my God, okay, let's get the bee out of your hair. So I was like freaking out about that. So then, aww, even crazier. So my brother goes to the San Francisco game, right? So he goes to the Eagles San Francisco game, and this is December. He's at the link with his best friend, Sean, that he's been best friends with since they were 4 years old and went to preschool together. And he takes a picture of the end zone and to show me the seats. And as he hits send, a bee flies to him, a real bee in December. As he was hitting send, he was like, Nicole, you want to hear something crazy? I'm kind of freaking out. Like, a bee just flew to me. And I go, oh, well, who believes me now? Y'all thought I was crazy. But, and you know what my mom says? I'm like on the verge of tears because I'm like, that's dad. She goes, well, he didn't make them win, did he though? You know, he showed up. I don't think he has that much power yet in the afterlife.
Yeah. So, he's still buzzing around getting his wing.
But like, so when you were talking about your experience in Hawaii, just about like, what is life? What is creation? It's like, I think of a lot of that about with my dad, because it's like weird, like he's just not here. But like, I do believe in like energy, you know what I mean? And it's like, and I don't know. I mean, like I need to see a bee, a real bee. I feel like that will help again. Just being like, could you just buzz around? I know it's crazy, like global warming, but maybe if you could come out of the coop, you know what I mean? Or the hive.
Maybe it could also be like bee decor or any other sort of bee thing.
Just something. But anyway, I thought that was.
And that's what I mean. I totally believe in that stuff and the energy. And they say if you talk to them, then they will come, you know, and talk to them and the signs will be there. And it was palpable in Hawaii. Yeah. Like, that land was it's so sacred. And they make their signs that literally say, ancient land, do not walk on. And I'm
like, yeah. And you're not supposed to like take anything from it.
No, definitely don't take anything. I took nothing. And I forced my family. We went to the Black Sand Beach. I said, drop those rocks. You drop those rocks right now. We are not taking those off.
Just don't take a picture of them, but like, you can't bring them home. Yeah.
Yeah. No. You could feel it.
It is weird though. After you came back from Hawaii, the Eagles started to suck. So like, what happened? Did you take a rock in your shoe by accident?
No. I did have some black sand in my toe at one point, and I was actually freaking out. I was like, I got to get this out. I have to leave this in Maui. You know, I can't take anything.
We're at the airport, like trying to dump all the sand out of your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they say you just have to leave it in Maui. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the beach, just on the island. I don't know what's going on with the Eagles. Well, actually, I do know exactly what's going on with the Eagles.
Yeah. What's your take? You guys haven't actually talked about it.
No, I mean, well, because to be quite fair to the Eagles and how their season is going so far, none of the games have been pretty or spectacular at all. None of the wins have been pretty or spectacular. There have been good wins. Like the Kansas City win was the best game of the season. It was so exciting, you know, the comeback, all that other stuff. But they've been sloppy games, sloppy wins. The offense is like really still trying to figure out exactly who their key components are. You have Devontae Smith, but he's not enough to sustain a season. I said that when we first talked about the Eagles early on in the year. And then, you know, there's just so many different factors to it. The defense, I think, is so beat up. They looked completely outmatched. They couldn't cover anybody against the Cowboys on Sunday night. So I think we're getting to the hard part of the season. It's right before playoffs. There's a lot of play calling.
What do you think the issue is?
I think that they're hurt. I think it's play calling. I think that they're starting to show signs of wear and tear. That's what I think. I think they've played really like gritty, like ugly, like football. Like, you know what I mean? Like nothing. It hasn't been an easy season so far. So I think what we're seeing is like wear and tear from the season, and they need to just hold it together, quite frankly.
Yeah. I think for me, to me, it seems like it's play calling. And again, I go back and say, like, I've never played a game of football in my life. I've also never coached a game of football in my life, but I do feel it goes back to energy. Like when you watch teams, even like you could tell that the Chiefs are struggling this year, right? Like when you watch elite teams and you remember the 17 season, you remember last season, it's like, and I was being funny the other day, cause I was saying like the offense is supposed to be like, do, 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 right? It's like you run, you pass, you run. It's like, do, 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 do. You go like down the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's what San Francisco does. It's what Dallas is doing. Like, it's what Tom Brady would do when the Patriots were elite. Like, you just, it's rhythm. It's like, it's like a song. It's like, do, 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 do. And this year with the Eagles, it's like, it's like there's no rhythm to things.
That's
right.
And that's what I mean by ugly football. Like, they haven't had rhythm all year. They've had execution. You know, they're executing the dance moves, but they're not really getting into that full choreographed, you know, ensemble.
Yes.
They're singing too. They're doing a lot of singing. They can sing, but we need them to dance. That's what it is. Think about that.
We need them to dance. And it sounds like so silly, but I was like, this is why we do the podcast, right? Because like you watch ESPN or you listen to sports talk radio and they're breaking down the analytics. And sometimes I think sports is more than analytics, which is why we do this podcast. And it's like, to me, it's like, there's no dance, there's no choreography, there's no rhythm. It's like when you watch the good teams, and don't get me wrong, there's no really, I think the defense and the offense is different in the sense that like the defense just doesn't have the star talent, but they do have really, really, really good players that are executing. But I think what the NFL is in 2023, 2024, and for the last few years, it is an offensive league. And so you see the best teams. Now, there was the Super Bowl with the Patriots versus the Rams, where it was like, remember, I think the score was only like 10-7. It was like so boring. So you do have those moments where some teams are just have elite defense, but there's still a rhythm in the defense where like, when you watch the Eagles, even though they kept squeaking by these wins, and I do think it's a combination of like the really hard schedule, two brand new coordinators. It's all of it. Really all of it. And so, but it does, to when I watch it, there's no do 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 do. There's just no rhythm. It's just
Yeah, it's like a record scratch every time that they try and literally get the ball off the ground. It's like, and what I feel like it's one, you're so right in that. And that at this point in the season with the coordinators too, it's like the jig is up. Every other team has been watching your tape all season. We all know, they all know about the tush push. It's still like really tough to stop, but it's like, this is the beauty of the NFL. This is also why it's so intricate and insane, is because you have to outsmart your opponent every single week. Yeah. Like you got to pull out the playbook and make the adjustments.
I had an aha moment after the Super Bowl last year. And I was thinking about like the hell that Andy Reid got. And you and I were still pretty young when Andy Reid was here.
Yeah.
We definitely know more now, but we knew just like the mistakes he made and like how he couldn't get the Eagles over the hump and win the games that needed him to win when he was here. That was 20 years ago. So the amount of experience that Andy Reid has had in 20 years to now take the Chiefs to the next level, like Nick Sirianni is the same age now as Andy Reid was when he was in Philly. And I don't think people realize that. So like Andy Reid literally had 20 more years experience to like be in the NFL with players, with coaches, learning from his mistakes, where like Nick is still really young. And when you have these two new coordinators who are also young and fresh, like I do think there's something to be said with experience. And sometimes experience doesn't work. Like, obviously, I think, you know, the news came out how the Patriots and Bill Belichick are supposed to part ways at the end of the season. Like, sometimes it runs out. It's like, okay, obviously, Bill's time in New England is up and Andy's time in Kansas City is going to be up soon. But like, there is something to be said when you're able to sustain and keep learning with that longevity, and how somebody's the head coach for over 20 years, they're going to see more success. And I think people kind of forget that has a lot to do with it too, because they want, and I think a lot of it has to do with the world. We're such an instantaneous world now where we were talking about with Christmas, like when we were kids, like you didn't get everything. You waited till it was your birthday or Christmas. Now a parent orders on something from Amazon and the kid gets it the next day.
Yeah.
It's a different way of life, right? Like even people talking about Tyrese Maxey, where they were saying that like they wanted him to be a superstar his first year. It's the same with the NFL. It's like you can't expect these players to come out of college and be stars. Look how long it even took Brandon Graham, right? People were ready to like get rid of him. You have to give people time to develop into a superstar. And you're going to have the anomalies. People forget that Patrick Mahomes sat 2 years behind Alex Smith.
Right. That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's very, like, very
people
true.
Forget all that, right?
Yeah.
That, like, you have to give people time to like learn and experience and make mistakes. And like, that's the whole point of like what growth is. But because we live in such an instantaneous society right now, people want results right away. So I don't know. I mean, I think that like, it's hard to watch because we got used to them winning. And we're like, we want this so bad. But I also think it has to be about the energy. Although I will say, like, you saw the hilarious tweet about what the guy said to Jordan Mailata, stop it with the damn Christmas call. Did you see that?
It was
stop it singing the damn Christmas carols and start pass block. I'm like, that made me, and you know, you and I are always on the same page. We're like, we don't want to be mean to our athletes because we think it's like, it's so low brow.
Yeah.
Dick energy, but like that was hilarious. Cause like, don't you just picture somebody in Wawa and like Delco, yo, stop it with the damn Christmas carols and learn how to pass block.
Well, I mean, honestly, I was angry enough on Sunday night that I said the same thing in one of my, you know, cause I start to go off. I'm like, these damn, you know, all this stuff. I'm like, they need to put down the friggin' microphones and figure out what's going, you know, shit just spews out of your mouth, especially during a sporting event. And you're like, I don't even know what I'm saying.
So funny.
I tend to agree. I feel like now the Christmas album's done, back to the X's and O's, back to the grindstone, gentlemen.
Like, what they did though with the Christmas album this year, where they had Nick Foles, like, wasn't that just genius?
It was so cute. Like, it's so cute. But see, here I come again. I've talked about this before. Huh? I'm a little bit of a grouch. It's my old man sports talk radio values. I'm a little bit of a grouch. I'm like, no Christmas carols, no overalls, football and baseball. But it was adorable. I have to say, I loved it. Like, I thought it was really cute. Like, I love that they sing. I personally love it deep down. The fan in me who's watching, who's now a little shaken up, doesn't love it anymore. But do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
in their defense, they did record it in June and July. But like, I also think it's just so crazy.
I guess. I mean, they did, didn't they?
You know, like, this was Jason Kelsey's brainchild, right? Like, he's always said that he listens to Christmas music is like as a hype to hype him up. Like, that's his pregame music. And so he had this idea last year to do this Christmas album and had no idea that it would blow up, right? So then he gets this idea to like, let's do it again. They get Patti LaBelle. He asks Travis, and then Jason writes his own song. And then all of a sudden, like, Travis starts dating Taylor Swift. And it's like, what are the odds that like you would write your own Christmas song and like, it just like Travis would be like, this was all before Travis even met Taylor. Like, Travis and Jason singing the song. Like, it's so crazy how it like all worked out.
It's bizarre. Look, Eagles are America's team and Philadelphia center of the universe. How long have we been saying that for?
Well, literally, I sent it. Somebody wrote an article about it. I was like, we've been saying this for like the last 2 years. I think literally our podcast in like August was like, Philadelphia, the Eagles are America's team.
Now everybody wants in. Who else? Jenny McCarthy was posting from Wawa. I'm like, stop it.
No, Jenny Garth.
Jenny Garth. That's right. Jenny McCarthy. She's singled out.
But remember, Jenny McCarthy was singled out, who's married to Donnie Wahlberg.
Jenny Garth was 90210.
Correct. Good job.
Okay.
We don't know why she was here. No one really knew, but it was like the whole thing. But I do think it's, and so, you know, Charles Melton, who was on Riverdale, now he stars in the new movie May December with Natalie Portman. And he's like a huge Eagles fan. So his Instagram is all about the Eagles. So it like literally is, it's just weird, but it also is like, it's all about energy. What you and I have talked about since the whole reason why we started this damn podcast was about like the energy and like changing the energy. And it was like, I don't think it's a coincidence that like Jason like did this Christmas album and like it, well, because he did the album and then he and Travis did the podcast and like the podcast blew up and it was the whole like Kansas City Eagles and like the Super Bowl and they, and then all of a sudden like he recorded the documentary, but like this was all before Travis even met Taylor. They all had this momentum and this energy. And then all of a sudden, like people fell in love with the Kelsys because of the podcast, because of the Amazon Prime documentary. And then all of a sudden, like then the Phillies started like doing their thing. And then all of a sudden, like Travis started dating Taylor Swift. And it's just, and then like Jason is like the Swiftie on the podcast. It's just, again, I think we talked about like 2 years ago. It's like an object in motion stays in motion. It's all about like energy and momentum. And so I think in this moment of adversity, what the Eagles are feeling right now, we have to, I mean, look at the Sixers talking about energy. Like, obviously, you know, James Harden was a negative energy. And so All of a sudden, like, and maybe even Doc Rivers in a sense, right? We're like, or a stagnant energy. I don't think Doc Rivers is a negative energy. James Harden was definitely a negative energy, but I think Doc Rivers is a stagnant energy. And like, it's all about energy, baby. You could talk about the statistics all you want. So like, I think in the where we are right now with the Eagles, like you can't go back. I think the lesson here is like, we can't go back to our old ways, right?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Go back to that old mentality. You have to be like, we are going to rise above this and the energy is going to sustain, you know?
I hope so. It's their bodies I'm worried about. It's not the energy. Look, here's the thing. You can have all the energy in the world, but you have a torn ACL or MCL or LCL, right? Or, you know, this is the point in the season. Like, these dudes have been hit a lot. Jalen has been hit a lot. Well,
Richard, my door guy, he thinks that Jalen's hurt and he's hurt worse than we know.
So do I. That's actually my theory. If you want to know what my theory is, I think Jalen's a lot more hurt than he's alluding on to. He's going to try and play through it. We see it all the time, every sport. Do you think these men don't try and play through this? They do. And you think a man like that isn't going to try and play through that? He will, whatever it is. Here's the thing.
I think people were kind of shocked because when Travis Kelce did the interview with Wall Street Journal, he talked about how he thinks about retiring all the time. And like, it was, and then they made fun of it on the podcast because Jason's like, yo, dude, talking about retirement's my thing. Stop trying to overshadow me.
Yeah.
But like Travis, like he was like, you do not even realize how much my body hurts and how I'm hurt all the time and how I feel every single surgery. And like, he just like laid it out and for people to like really know what's going on. And so I think that like, it gets to a point where you're just like, I don't feel good, you know?
Well, and like having to go out. So what, how many times was Hurts sacked against the 49ers? Was that the game where he was sacked like 5 times?
I don't remember.
Was it that game? Yeah, it might've been. I was in Hawaii for that one. So pardon me on my memory, if that's incorrect. But there was one, you know, that's what I'm saying. He's getting hits and he's taking these hits and he has to get back out there the next weekend. And I'm not making excuses, but I think that that's a lot of what we're seeing.
100%. Yes. 100%.
That is. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
As always, so insightful. Really quick, because it's a short one this time, but did you see Master yet, Bradley Cooper's movie?
No, should I watch it? What's it called?
Mastro.
Mastro, okay.
Yeah, where he plays what's his name? Why can't I think of his name? It's, hold on. It's Bear.
I'm very proud of him.
Leonard Bernstein. He plays Leonard. But the conductor, Philadelphia Orchestra served as like the conductor consultant, and it's playing at the Ritz right near you.
Oh, amazing. I'll have to go see it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'll have to go see it. I'm proud of Bradley for bringing his, that's good parenting right there. She's fitting in right really well. You can see her yelling from the box. What's her name? Little Ella or something.
Leah.
I know all the celebrities name their kids like Ella's. They're all Ella's.
Leah. I listened to the 1 hour and 51 minute interview that Bradley did with Howard Stern, because I've always been obsessed with Bradley. And
With Howard Stern too. I'll listen to that.
Oh yeah. It's such a good interview, but he talks about, because the clip that went viral was Bradley saying he'd rather the Eagles win the Super Bowl than obviously.
That's right. Yeah.
But he talked about how he brings his daughter to the games, and she's like a super fan now. And she'll be like, defense, let's go. Tackle. Yeah. He did a whole bit about how he's so proud that like she knows, like she's into the games and knows what's going on. Yeah. I was like, isn't that so cute?
I know. I mean, look, I know. Isn't he like with the Hadid or something?
Supposedly with Gigi and bought a house in Bucks County because she lives in Bucks County. She lives in Newtown.
That's right. I forget she lives there.
So does Zayn from One Direction, her baby daddy.
See, again, Philadelphia is the center of the universe. And Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs are the center of the universe. So
yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Right, I got to go because I got to go to the gym and be late. But we'll talk to you guys soon. I feel like there's so much more we didn't talk about.
No, there's plenty more. And yeah, the holidays are coming up. We'll have lots to share. So all good things. Mwah.